This is AgriPulse Open Mic. I'm your host, Jeff Nally. Our guest this week is Dr. Jackie Applegate, president of Bayer Crop Sciences North America. AgriPulse Open Mic is brought to you by NCIS, the National Crop Insurance Services. Crop insurance, the smartest, most efficient way to secure America's food, fiber, and fuel supply. AgriPulse Open Mic continues with Bayer's Dr. Jackie Applegate next. Today's Open Mic segment is brought to you by America's Crop Insurance Industry, which is thankful for the continued support of farmers, commodity organizations, rural businesses, lenders, and lawmakers who are fighting to maintain a strong farm safety net, providing individualized protection on more than 490 million acres of farmland. Crop insurance remains the smartest, most efficient way to secure America's food, fiber, and fuel supply. This is AgriPulse Open Mic. Amid Bayer Crop Science's ongoing efforts to utilize crop genetics and chemistries to help farmers improve productivity and achieve sustainability goals, the company has announced a new collaboration with Kroger and country music star Luke Bryan to celebrate America's farmers and fight hunger. Dr. Jackie Applegate, president of Bayer Crop Science North America, says the effort will draw attention to the challenged areas of the country.
This is focused on bringing awareness around care deserts. And these care deserts are associated with people who are food insecure and also in those communities that don't have enough health care resources. And what is really important for people to be aware of is that two-thirds of those communities are in rural markets, where is the heart of farming. And over 90% of the counties in the United States with the highest amount of food insecurity are also really rural. So it's, you know, really focusing on a self-awareness. Kroger's is a great partner through our consumer health division, where they see food as medicine. Bayer is all about helping farmers to be the most productive they can be in producing food, feed, fuel, and fiber. And bringing us together helps us and helps the rural communities to basically be able to address this unmet need. To solve this issue, we're working with Feeding America, which is one of the largest food bank non-for-profits, and we have been working with them basically since 2010 to basically be able to say this year we'll be providing 1 million meals, and those 1 million meals come through the connection, the Luke Bryant Farm Tour, where Luke Bryant is very passionate about here's to the farmers, right? So recognizing farmers, recognizing how they contribute to food security. And at the same time, we then, through that event, we raise the additional meals to provide to Feeding America. At the same time, we're working with the AgriSafe Network. And the AgriSafe Network, we will be providing 50 nurses, scholars, that will be providing health care in the rural communities where there's deficits. And across the overall fall, we will be having significant events around the Luke Bryant Farm Tour and also special events raising awareness around food security and also health care. And at the same time, we also are focusing on screening and testing for farmers so that they're also focusing on their health around cardiovascular health, kidney disease, and prostate cancer.
I think about rural America and the same people that are responsible for who live in those areas that produce food, because of where they live, they're in an environment that their health is at risk. They don't have the same resources.
Absolutely. And farming, is one, it's the heart, I always say, of America. Farmers are the heart. And it's, significantly important from a GDP perspective when you look at our overall economy. But one of the things, if you think of the overall transition from rural to urban, right? So that pulls resources, and you see in rural communities where they've lost access to grocery stores, loss of doctors, dentists, clergy. So there's many issues that have really faced rural America, which was the foundation of what our country was built on, rural America and farming, and through urbanization. So we need to be self-aware and make sure that these type of resources are also out there for our farmers and for the larger community that still lives in rural areas.
How does Bayer work with farmers and help them be productive, but at the same time keep the sustainability issue and keep the environment healthy while we're growing more food to feed more people?
Absolutely. Innovation. We're a life sciences company and science for a better life. So we're utilizing our technology in everything we do to look at the perspective of those regenerative ag practices. So if it's in our seeds and trait technology, crop protection, chemical, or digital, we are clearly focused on protecting the soil health, the biodiversity, also water management, and ensuring at the same time that the farmer's getting the yields and the quality that they need. So those cutting-edge technologies are real differentiators. A perfect example is that we are launching our groundbreakers, our Preceon smart corn, short statured corn technology. And that corn is about 7 to 9 feet high versus tall corn that is on average probably 10 to 13 feet high. Now, what this technology really does, it brings in the whole element of PAY, which is protection, access, and yield. And what's interesting is, as we look at the changing weather patterns, tornadoes, derechos across Iowa, high winds, severe storms, which we've experienced a lot this season. This is a technology that protects. It has a stronger root mass system that allows it prevents lodging and prevents green snap, which is really a major issue for farming. At the same time, we believe that this stronger and larger root mass is going to help with drought tolerance, okay? And then when you think about access, it allows farmers to come in with the natural equipment that they have and do in-season application of fungicides with greater precision rather than aerial spray application. It also will allow, if they needed to do an in-season treatment of fertilizer, which could change the way they manage their overall fertilization practices. And we see that short stature corn also has a greater protein content for silage usage. So there's many things as we roll out this groundbreaking technology that ensures that farmers are being more sustainable, they're mindful of their overall environment, and at the same time, it gives them that great yield.
So Bayer is a life company. Does the consumer acceptance of products play a role in potential products that you might roll out for industry?
Yeah. I would say that we are very mindful as a company and as an organization of the trends, societal trends that are impacting the agricultural industry as a whole. We do know that people are consumers are very interested in where does my food come from, how is it produced. So when we think about how we develop technologies and the cutting edge things that we're working on, we are self-aware of those trends. At the same time, though, we are also self-aware of the needs of the farmers. And in the end, it's about us ensuring that our farmers have all the tools in their toolbox to ensure that they are successful. So I think in everything we do when we innovate and differentiate, it's about finding that balance between the consumer perspective, but also the needs of the farmer.
Is it difficult to see a country like Mexico pushing back on technologies that were developed years ago while you're a company on the front edge and the cutting edge of developing new technologies?
Yeah. I would say the following. There's a lot of complexity associated with the Mexico situation. Yes. Are we disappointed in getting our approvals, especially for our new seeds and trait technology? I've had the opportunity in my role to be in some discussions around that issue. And what I can say is I can also understand, because once again, there's a bit of a balance. I think from them, from a cultural perspective of their heritage and legacy of their heritage corn. And corn is a very big part of their overall legacy. What I would say is that I would hope that the overall Mexican government could see and find a way to create a win-win situation where they're supporting technology and they're able to support their legacy corn heritage. And I think, like anything, there's a way to find that balance, that we create a win-win for the greater society of how you can use technology. And at the same time, we all respect that they have that heritage and legacy too.
So I'm thinking of the subjects that are taking place in agriculture today. The microbial activity in the soil, crop input and output traits, efforts towards sustainability by the industry, artificial intelligence. There's so much technology we were surrounded with. I'm curious, with all of these moving parts and pieces, what's on the forefront for Bayer?
Yeah, at the forefront of Bayer is a positive use of new innovation and technology to help farmers be successful. I've worked in this industry 32 years, and what makes me really proud is the fact that if we're taking inputs from a seed and trait perspective, a crop protection perspective, and digital, right, that we're able to bring together today those trillion points of data that come from our R&D organization, all of our great testing from the development and our agronomic trials, and then the market development that we work on from a demand generation, and working with our farmers who choose to share their data, and bringing that together to provide a tailored solution for their farm, to bring a simple, reliable, personalized solution that's associated with their soil, their content, their issues, to provide the best recommendation from a seed, to have those solutions from a crop protection chemical in season, and that digital demand. So bringing those type of tailored solutions that allow them to be most successful for their conditions on their farm. That is something that thrills me, and that's a real evolution in how we bring all the parts together. We're also focused on outcome-driven type solutions where we'll be sharing risk with farmers, because I think that's something we hear also from top producers. So we're introducing also and working on new business models to help them and share in the risk, because farming is also risky too.
So in addition to developing new products, getting existing products on the right grids in a field to achieve greater production and sustainability.
That is the ultimate goal.
And that combines the new technology of machines, of data from the soil, of data from productivity, and cooperation between company and customer to achieve those goals.
Absolutely. That is really key. If you can bring and create that magic between the farmer, our technological advancements and our own data, then we're able to provide the best personalized prescriptive solution to help them on that acre on their farm, because on that farm those acres can look very, very different. So that's about bringing that all together and providing that best solution for them to be successful.
Is the EPA's effort toward looking at endangered species more of an obstacle or something that you've been considering all along?
Of course. As a company and an innovative company, we are always looking at the impact of beneficials, and we respect biodiversity. That said, the Endangered Species Act adds a lot of complexity to an already complex world of farming. So what is really important is we need to keep in mind, as the EPA is rolling out its guidance That it's really important that they're understanding how a farmer does business, the complexity of what they're managing every day. Because we need to ensure that the Endangered Species Act is simple, that farmers can effectively apply their products in the way needed, and that they basically have clarity of the guidelines of how this is going to work. But it needs to be simple. And we need to ensure that the ESA is not going to add complexity to how the farmers do their job, but add complexity to the way and to the speed at which we can get new products into the market.
Is the U.S. still the best environment to introduce new traits, to introduce new chemistries and opportunities and tools for farmers? Or are there other areas for a global company that might be more receptive?
The American farmer sits on the cutting edge, and they always have. And so this is a very important market for bringing new technologies into the market. But what I would say is we are a global company. If we look at the aspects of the overall conditions across the world, if you're farming in LATAM versus if you're farming in Europe or in the APAC region of the United States, all the technologies that we do develop, once again, going to this thought of simple, reliable, and personalized in a sense, we're developing our technologies to meet each one of those markets. You know, a product that we bring, a soy product we bring from Brazil, like Intacta 2, may look very different from the product that we're bringing for the U.S. market. But what we do know is that U.S. farmers are early adopters. They like to be on the cutting edge. But we utilize at Bayer our global footprint, our global understanding of farming, the trends, and bring that into our R&D to best position our products for the needs of the overall farming market.
Public investment in agriculture research in the U.S. is falling behind other countries. Bayer spends a tremendous amount of money toward research. What role does public research play? And if the U.S. is falling behind, how does that affect Bayer and other global companies?
Private investment has always been essential from a technological perspective. But I can tell you that public investment and the land-grant institutions and the many fantastic university R&D facilities we have are key partners of Bayer. Bayer has always been a company that believes in partnering in R&D. We find that that brings a complementary view to the research we do. So I can tell you that at Bayer, we are a great advocate. And we'll continue to be a great advocate for working with public universities because it's essential that we're supporting that, because we do not want to see that continued loss in public funding of R&D. And it would really be important for the government to step up. National Institutes of Health grants and many things that actually fund students when they're getting their PhDs and they're studying to be researchers are really, really essential. So it's that combination of private-public partnerships that are essential to ensure that America overall stays on the track of being the most innovative country in the world.
So let's move to one last phase as we conclude our conversation. Let's talk about Pairwise and the relationship you have with them and the concept of food as medicine.
Well, Pairwise is a company where if you think about genetics, right, and bringing new seeds and traits into the market, it's fundamentally they bring cutting-edge technology from a breeding perspective, and that's one of the reasons, as we talked about public and private partnerships, there's also private partnerships where you're bringing together your technology that you both bring to the table, differentiation, and we're bringing that to the table together.
Dr. Applegate, a busy time for you always. Thanks for taking time to be with us on this edition of Open Mic. It is Open Mic, and today you have the last word.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jeff. It's been, as always, an absolute pleasure to be with AgriPulse. And I can only say that I appreciate for what all of you do in the industry. And I would just like to say is to please keep a top of mind that every day farmers get out of bed and they think about the power of ag and how they can contribute to feeding the world, ensuring that we're all clothed, that we have enough renewable energy out there. And so just keep in mind that, say a good blessing for the farmers every day, because they do really great things and they assume that we are all make us healthier and safe and warm every day.
Our thanks to Dr. Jackie Applegate, president of Bayer Crop Science North America, our guest this week on Open Mic. AgriPulse Open Mic is brought to you by NCIS, the National Crop Insurance Services. Crop insurance, the smartest, most efficient way to secure America's food, fiber, and fuel supply. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.